Okay, let me give you a quick insight. So, Bichukotai, after we get the few psukim of if you follow God's will, then things will be good, which again we said in Pshat, at least according to the Rashbam, means Shemitah and Yovel. Rashi, Ibn Ezra argue it might mean the whole Torah, it might mean certain parts of the Torah, but it's Dafka the Shemitah Yovel one, I think we need to explain, right? Saying that this is about the whole Torah. Make sense, and sort of conceptually. But then you get the tochacha.
I thought it would be good because you're going to kill the land like I just told you.
Well, that's why I think, and that's why I said it makes sense. I mean, I think the Rashbam has a good point to it. Good point to him. That's why I invoked it. The other one makes sense conceptually. If you keep the Torah, I'll let you keep saying Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, you don't need to explain that conceptually.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but then you get, V'im lo tishmuli, v'lo tasu et kol mitzvot ha'ele. But if not, .. right? But you hate my laws and you try to nullify my brit. So God says, I'll make you ill with all types of diseases, and you'll plant and nothing will grow, and your enemies will eat whatever food does grow. I'll put my face against you, and your enemies will smite you down, and your enemy, right, and those who hate you will oppress you, and you'll run even when no one is chasing you. And then we get to a problematic pasuk, to say the least, which is, and if you still don't listen to me, then I will continue to torment you 7 times of your sins. Now, what's the problem with that pasuk?
We didn't lose 7 things.
No, what's Sheva? What is the literal meaning of Sheva al Chato
Dechem? You're going to get punished 7 times for one sin.
Yes, 7 times what you sinned.
How does that?
Right? The simple pshat is you will be punished 7 times more than you deserve. And that's the question that all mafarshim jump on is, what does that mean? Right? So, one possibility is that it just means...
maybe it's just an expression. Like,
good, that's what the Rashbam says. Rashbam just says, harbe. Right? Doesn't mean 7 times. It means klomar harbe al chatotechem. Right? Harbe makor al chatotechem. For we did wrong, I'm just going to keep beating you. Right? It doesn't mean not scharvonish. It's like, right? If you are evil, I'm going to beat you down 1,000,000 times. Right? You mean 1,000,000? 1,000,000 times what I did? No, I don't mean 1,000,000. I mean, right? I was also in this Shir Bar Angel. He was like, according to things like this, right? You see, like the Rashbam believed that in the time of Tanakh, exaggeration was like 7. You know, Rashbam says the same thing when Hashem says, you tested me 10 times. Rashbam says, that's an exaggeration. Like, 10. Right, 10 was... 10. Right, 10. No, that is literal, because we have the 10. But the you tested me 10 times, like, that's an exaggeration. 10 used to be 1,000,000. Right? Right, 10 was the... Right, 1,000,000 is the new 10. Right? Now it's like, 10. Right? You really did bother me 10 times. Right? So if I want to exaggerate, I can't use 10. Right? That's an understatement. So one possibility is to say there's no problem of mida keneged mida. Sheva al chatotechem. What we're dealing with is the problem is that Hashem says, if you sin, right, I'll punish you sheva al chatotechem, which literally means 7 times what you sinned. Right? So the Rashbam just says what it means is a lot. Right? You sinned a lot, you get punished a lot. Right? Deal with it. Okay. Now, seven
punishments for every sin.
No, that would be a little bit weird. Why would you do that? I mean, you could, but right, maybe 7. Right, you could say it similar to Rashbam, meaning it'll be me the connected me to just like I don't know 7 minor punishments. I don't know. Come up with it.
He says one punishment per sin.
Well, so who says it's just one punishment per sin? Right? So Rashi. Right? Rashi says, Sheva Paranud al Sheva Averot Averot Limala. He says, if you count carefully, I can come up with 7 specific sins in the previous psukim. And so therefore, it's 7 for 7. Right? It's not 7 for 1, it's 7 for 7 sins. Right?
So why is it seven?
It's the chatechem that were listed previously that I can point to seven of them.
Meaning I'll give one for each.
One year. Right, one to one correspondence. Correct. Right. So one way of dealing with the midah keneged midah problem is to say there is midah keneged midah. Seven, because you sin seven times. It's one to one correspondence. Right.
What's different about that than any other?
Correct. That so probably Rashi would have to say like either it's not or it's like okay. But rhetorically, it sounds intense when I say, I'll punish you seven times, rather than, I will punish you, Mita, Kinnick, and Mita for each sin.
Well, I don't really think that you get a right? Punishment for every single sin you do in life.
Who knows? No, right? Now, so the Rashbam says a lot. Ibn Ezra says, Sheva is the number of completeness, right? And it just means complete. Like, I will punish you completely.
That's interesting.
Right? Like Sheva is a number of, right, again, an expression.
Meaning no mercy. No mercy.
What?
No mercy, you're missing, right?
What?
Meaning no mercy.
Right, meaning Sheva, right? Like the whole week, right? Like completeness. You will be punished in what you deserve. Right, so there's this whole school of Mefarshim will assume that no. This has to be that you're punished, Mida Kenegan Mida. However you deal with it, right? Completely, a lot. One-to-one correspondence. However, there are many other Mepharshim who say, no. The problem here is that they will be punished more. They'll be punished more. How? How dare you, right? How could you do that? So here, tell me logically, right? How could this be? Give me a few possibilities. And if you want to look at full sources, this is, I think, a new one that they uploaded on Al HaTaros. I was looking at it last night, right? So how could it be fair, right? If it literally means you'll be punished more than you sinned, how could that be fair? You're like, that's not fair, right?
Oh, I don't know. It just sucks for you.
Why? So one possibility, which several Mepharshim take, is no, the real punishment of the Tochacha is that God will leave you to nature, and what happens, happens. Deal. Right? That when we say that God is fair, that means if God is punishing you, it's Mida Kenegan Mida. But if your punishment is such that God that it warrants God pulling away his Ashkacha and leading you to the forces of nature, well, good luck. Right? It may not be Mida Kenegan Mida. Several different Mepharshim. Right? Several different Mepharshim. But if you want to open, if you want to go to alatara.org.
It was a good idea.
Now, other possibilities are, we know that Chazal say that you can be punished if you are a Rasha ben Rasha, right? If you continue the ways of your father, then it's exacerbated, right? Then, poked avod al panim al shilashim al ribayim, right? So another possibility is, no. If you're a Rasha ben Rasha, meaning this is the beginning, then yes. Because when you're a Rasha ben Rasha, then you get poked avod al panim, right? So it could be that you'll be punished more than you personally deserve. But you've now bought into a system that brings more punishment on you, right? Because you're taking your parents' punishment. Correct. It's the exact opposite of Zechut Avot, right? Because that's what Chazal say. Right? The Zechut Avot, you get, right, is 500 times as potent as the punishment, right? Even though they don't point to this Pasuk, right? They don't point to this Pasuk. So those are two possibilities, right? One possibility is that, no, I just leave you to nature and then, you know, right, fend for yourself, right? And if it's worse, and where do we know that from, right? What? Give me other famous stories where this happens, according to major Mepharshim. Ramban on Mitzrayim, right? Why the Mitzrayim punishment? What?
That's obvious.
It is. The Ramban says, why are the Egyptians punished? Didn't God say you're going to be slaves in Egypt, right, in a foreign land? The answer is, yes, but they went too far. How could they go too far? That means the Jews didn't deserve it. It wasn't part of the original Nevuah. Right. The answer is, yeah, that's why they're punished. Right? But once you put human agency in it, sometimes life is unfair. There will be consequences, but, right? And the last sort of possibility we'll discuss briefly, I'll mention, is the possibility that, yeah, in Chanami it'll be unfair. But that's why we have Olam Haba, right? Meaning this world is not primarily the world of reward and punishment. And therefore, in this world, the Cheshbon may not work out totally, but it'll work out in the grand scheme of things, it'll work out, right? Like, you know, a little bit more punishment here, a little bit less, right? This is not the main world of reward and punishment. So, like, things here will be really bad, but this is not really the punishment at all. The punishment is like, you know...
losing your existence.
Correct. Now, again, if you want a detailed list of each Rishon and each nuance, you can look at Alatar as an excellent, excellent piece on this. But you'll see, they have, like, you know, they just quote right? Mefarish after Mefarish after Mefarish, but these are just sort of the general directions that you can take to deal with this seemingly problematic pasuk, okay?